like to introduce you to anyone this morning. Possibly needs no introduction. She stood here last year as that shy little girl, or was it the tiny psycho? I can't remember. But one year on, we know her better as one half of the next political power couple. Well, in alliance circles anyway. She stepped forward last May, and we were delighted that she won a seat in North Belfast. Since then, she has been keen to act as a collective voice for all of her constituents, but also has continued to have an authoritative voice up in Stormont as she keeps us MLAs in line, as she continues to work as our voice assistant as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this young lady has only begun to show us what she's made of, and there's really exciting times ahead for her. Conference, I give you Councillor Newland Capistrin.
Thank you, Conference. I'm Judith. I was delighted to address Conference last year as a new candidate stepping forward to represent Alliance in the Castle area of North Belfast, an area that had been without an Alliance representative for almost 10 years. Today, I am more than delighted to be addressing you as a Belfast City Councillor. Conference, I think it is more than safe to say that hard work pays off. In many parts of Northern Ireland, people want change. They want a voice that represents everyone, a voice that represents progress. If we demonstrate that we have our feet on the ground, our result in Castle proves that the voters will back us. Today, Conference, I would like to talk to you about my experiences as a newly elected councillor. I would like to talk to you about the many community groups I've met, the rewarding casework I've completed, and the positive engagement with the young people in my area. But instead, I will be talking to you about what I've encountered most, walls. Walls come in all different shapes and sizes in North Belfast. We have plenty of them. We have the many so-called peace walls, walls acting as a grim reminder of the bitter divisions that still exist today. But, Conference, since being elected, I've encountered new kinds of walls. Walls that are social, economic, and political. These walls have been built not with bricks and mortar, but yet the effect is still the same. They have been put up by the politicians for the same reason, to perpetuate division. Interface barriers are no longer seen as an acceptable solution. So those who thrive on division have had to find new, invisible barriers to divide our community. Since being elected, the thing that I have enjoyed most has been the chance to get to know the many community groups, organisations, and most importantly, the people in my area. This has been a hugely rewarding experience. Give me the opportunity to show just what it means to have an Alliance representative after all these years. A representative for everyone. However, with every positive meeting or successful case result, I have encountered social barriers. Invisible walls, yet they're as clear as day for all to see. Whether it's the high levels of educational underachievement, stories of drug abuse and addiction, or the crippling shortage of suitable housing, social barriers remain as a block to accessing opportunities. Walls preventing people from reaching their true potential and contributing positively back into society. Then I hear the stories come from the community groups and organisations. Stories about how they could offer specialist help to different vulnerable groups, or bring together the young people from across the physical interface barriers. Stories of how these walls could be climbed, if only they could make use of the much-delayed social investment fund, or find out why they can't access the good relations funding. These are funding packages to help our most vulnerable and to tackle division in our community. Yet, they are caught up in the deadlock of the Office of the First and Deputy First Minister. A barrier to access resources, which is supposed to tackle barriers. A barrier right from the very top, affecting those all the way down to the bottom. Yet, Conference, make no mistake, this is no mere accident to the political system that we find ourselves in, and calling it deadlock only serves to make it sound unintended. This is very much a wall being built with a purpose. A barrier to prevent money going to those areas where it will make the most difference. Areas where barriers will be broken, where divisions will be behaved. They have created an economic block to prevent us moving forward. I have lost count of the number of times my colleague Chris Phil has raised this issue in the Assembly, only to be stonewalled. I ask them again, why aren't you delivering? Likewise, when I raised a motion calling on all major Belfast City Council decisions to be sure future-proofed, a measure to ensure that division is not perpetuated in local decision-making, I was met with a wall of political contempt and hostility. Again, I ask why. Well, we all know. They simply don't want us moving forward. Conference, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to paint a bleak picture of North Belfast, and in fact, nothing could be farther from the truth. I'm sure that some of you know that the Cave Hill area was recently named one of the best places to live in the UK. Well, I would go further, and I would say that the whole of North Belfast is the best place to live. And why is this so? The answer is simple. It's the people. Those who are spent their everyday lives living and working between the barriers, trying to break down the walls, open the gateways, and create opportunities. But yet they are faced with more and more walls built by their so-called political leaders. But last year, the people of Castle clearly wanted something different. They wanted a party to help them remove these walls rather than build them. They stepped forward and they voted for change. So, conference, when the new council officially begins on the 1st of April, with increased powers to tackle change, to create change, I will remain committed to bringing down these many walls, and only then can North Belfast truly move forward. Thank you.